From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The University of Akron is no football powerhouse, though it has sent a few players to the NFL. This year, a new $61 million stadium replaced the Depression-era Rubber Bowl, but the season may turn on a $100 help wanted ad in the student newspaper. From member station WKSU, M.L. Schulze explains.
The University of Akron football season was supposed to sound like this. And it did during the opening game on September 12th. But ever since, it sounds like this.
A very difficult game. You know, I thought the kids, our kids are playing hard. They're fighting.
Coach J.D. Brookhart's team is fighting a 1-6 record and the loss of 14 starters for the season. Akron Beacon Journal sports writer Tom Gaffney says no one could have seen that coming at the home opener of Akron's gleaming new stadium.
That day in September 12th when they opened the stadium with Morgan State and the dignitaries were there and the skydivers were coming in there and everything was festive and exciting. You had your first string quarterback who was in his third year, and then to see this.
This includes the help wanted ad, the last resort in a chain of events that started when the team dismissed that starting quarterback for still undisclosed violations. 2 weeks later, his backup tore a ligament. Quarterback number 3 had transferred out even before the season, convinced he'd never play, and that left a fourth-string freshman. And backing him up, a redshirted freshman, a student coaching assistant, and no one to run the scout squad in practices. So Coach Brookhart put a help-wanted ad in the student paper. And accounting major and former backup high school quarterback Mark Malachin answered it.
I looked at it and I said, this is an opportunity that can't be passed up. So I just emailed the coach and he told me to come in for an interview, and then he scheduled a time to try out, and I did. Football is my first sport. It's the one I love the most, and this was an opportunity that couldn't be passed up.
So Malachin celebrated his 19th birthday this week, calling plays in a stadium that's a smaller version of some of the best in the country. He's playing the role of this week's opponent, Northern Illinois, for an Akron team so bruised it's practicing in shorts instead of pads. The classified ad may have been a desperate act, but Coach Brookhart says it was his last option.
We don't even have a travel squad of scholarship players right now, so we need bodies to practice.
Akron needs more than quarterback bodies. A linebacker with severe flu played the entire game against Syracuse last week. Another finished the game the week before with a broken arm. And one star has been stretched so far that he's only the second player in the nation to start at three different positions. Brookhart says that's the measure of his team.
A bunch of guys played special teams positions they've never practiced. So the heart of this team I'm very proud of.
Running back Gary Pride says Akron can't be defined only by its record.
No team in the nation just wants to go out there and just lose games and lose starting quarterbacks and, you know, other teammates. But we just want to win.
For those who worry about such things as wins and losses, they can look to the University of Akron's Division I soccer team. It's undefeated and ranked number 1 in the country. For NPR News, I'm M.L. Schulze in Akron, Ohio.